post-game show. Let's bring Evan Gardner in, tonight's first star of tonight's game with his first Western Hockey League shutout and 31 saves. How about that? We thought victory number one was pretty cool against Prince Albert here in home opener on a Sunday 3 weeks ago. This one's got to be even sweeter yet, I'd have to think.
Oh, yeah. Definitely way better. You guys made it an awesome game for me, so thanks. I just hope to keep on doing it.
Toughest save you had tonight? Can you think of one right offhand?
Probably that one in the first, right off the my first shots of the game there. Mm-hmm. That little scrum in front of the net, I'd have to say.
Okay. Austin Elliott says that he'd prefer to get some work early and get quite a few shots early and doesn't mind getting a lot of shots because it gets him into the game quicker. You didn't get your first shots until about 5-6 minutes into the hockey game. Is that tough on you as well?
Yeah, it's not ideal to be waiting for shots. You kind of like to be engaged in the game, but, I mean, you got to deal with what you can. And, I'd say he's correct about that statement.
Okay. Adam?
There's a really cool article written about you a couple days ago about your diabetes that you have. Just what's kind of, in case anybody missed it, maybe, what's that like day to day? I know one of my friends has, he plays high level hockey and he deals with it and stuff like that. So just how difficult is that? And I guess it's easy to manage, I guess, now too.
I think for the most part, I've definitely gotten a lot better with it, managing it. It's definitely, there's tough days and, there's definitely days where it's definitely hard on me to keep it under control and all that. But, I mean, the staff here has been great with helping me and looking after me and all that. So, yeah.
Awesome. And as far as you go, obviously, Elliot was gone, so you have to play the back-to-back the first weekend. And now, you know, Austin's played a couple straight games. How are you able to stay sharp and obviously come in after not playing for a little while and obviously get a shout-out too?
I think just staying sharp in practice, you know, going – as hard as I can, because, you know, I want to put my trust in the coaches that they can put me in whenever they need, and I just want to be a reliable guy and have that reassurance to my teammates that they can have me in there and be as confident as they are with him.
I'm just going to touch back on to being type 1 diabetic. I'm type 2 diabetic. I have to poke my finger regularly in order to make sure that my sugar levels are okay. Yourself, I noticed that you do have something that you're able to access in order to make sure that everything's okay for you. How often are you doing that? How difficult is that on you on a day-to-day basis?
Every time I'm eating, I'm always doing something. I'm throughout the day, I'm always just checking on it. But for the most part, I only have to really deal with it when I'm eating.
Yeah. So. Well, it sounds like it's going well. You're playing well. You had a heck of a game tonight. Now you get to relax tomorrow and watch Austin and Prince Albert.
Yeah.
You're ready to go in case you're needed, but you shouldn't be. I mean, it's nice to be able to play behind a defense like this one as well that does such a great job of defending in front of you.
Oh, for sure. It wasn't our greatest team effort today, but I think the defense were great in front of me, eating lots of shots, and they just made it pretty easy night for me. So,
congratulations on shutout number one. Hopefully it's the first of many to come.
Thank you.
Evan Gardner of the Saskatoon Blades.